Hello, this is Hideo with Mountain Go 99. Wow, it's been a while. It's been the last time I posted Mountain Go 98 was on May 22nd. That's almost, I don't know, almost a month and a half ago. Well, actually, I was talking with Kaz-san. Eigo no Do author, and talking about Toik Matsuri, and that's one thing that reminded me of this Mandande Go thing. And another thing that reminded me of, I have to do this again, is Joy-san's Shoken De Go. She's been working on reading the Phantom at the Opera. She's reading parts of it in 5-minute segments. It's been almost 100 times already, I think. And another thing that reminded me of Mountain Go is what was it? I forgot. I was looking back on my blog, and that's something I posted yesterday. Hito ni Rekishi Ari. Well, I was looking over the history, the blog, log of my blog entries, and remember that I was uploading those audio files often way back, and it's been a long time since I last did that, and I thought I should be doing it more often. More often って言うね、これね。Often なって言わないね。面白いね。何もいきなり日本語で喋り始めたのよ。Well, that's about it. Maybe I should be doing this kind of thing a lot more. Well, it's about 3 minutes yet. So maybe I should be talking a little bit more so that I can cover some of the topics here. Toik Matsuri is coming, nearing. It's scheduled for the 14th of September, the 14th of July, and we'll be having fun activities, 5 of them, and we're working really hard to prepare those materials. Gobun De Go seems to be very interesting. Gobun De Go is an activity where you'll be asked to identify or decide whether a given sentence is correct or incorrect. It can be grammatically incorrect, it can be semantically incorrect. 意味的にね、おかしい。Can be word usage-wise incorrect. ちょっと言葉の使い方を、まあこれ、this can be said that it's grammatically incorrect. But anyways, it might be incorrect. It might be correct. I don't know. And you are asked to decide whether a sentence is correct or incorrect. And if you decide a sentence is incorrect, you'll be asked to identify the mistake, and you're asked to correct the mistake. Okay, that way you'll be working hard to learn what's correct and what's wrong, incorrect. And of course, you'll be taking some time in deciding whether it's correct or not, and you're working with group members. You'll be working for a good solid understanding of those the way those words are used. And some of the points that you might want to remember to perform better at part 5 and part 6 of the TOEIC test. Another thing is 早押し part 1. 早押し part 1. In part 1 of the TOEIC, sometimes you can survive, you can save a question or two or three or even more by eliminating wrong answers. You know, for example, if you didn't catch distractor A, but it wasn't all wrong, but you're not sure if it was the right answer or not, you can wait until you listen to B, C, and D. And if you can say with confidence that B, C, and D are wrong, then you can choose A with a certain level of confidence, even if you didn't get the sentence right. But with this activity, 早押し part 1, the minute you... what am I saying? The minute you figured what the correct answer is, you will raise your hand and you're competing with some other people. So you have to raise your hand as soon as possible, as early as possible. So you have to pay attention to every single word, every single word or sound, and judge if a sentence is correctly described in the picture. Well, this is something I need to work on. 早押し part 1 is my responsibility. I have to come up with a lot of questions, a lot of distractors. And distractors は選択肢のことですね。I have to choose photos to use for this activity, and then I have to come up with 4 distractors, of course one being correct, and then I have to make it in a nice order, and then I have to process the photo so that it goes black and white. ちょっとカラーでは困るんでね。So I have a lot of things to do. So I think I should be I should be working on that. これぐらいにしておきます。ちょっと2分3分弱やからもうちょっと喋ろうもんと、ちょっと喋りすぎても8分になってますけどね。ちょっとこれあとアップしますんで。アップしますんでってこれアップしたから皆さん聞いとんねんよな、これ。よう分からへんけど。OK。漫談で599。次で100になるけど、その先どうするか全然考えてないけど、どうしようかな。OK。まあまあ、今日はこれで終わりましょう。Thank you very much for listening. Bye bye.